So some might consider that humor is the last refuge of people who want to exploit the powerless. And, well, no one would ever call the people of Kazakhstan powerful. Certainly the people who were entertained by the Borat movie, Sacha Baron Cohen's last outing, weren't feeling as though they had much of a voice to argue with clips like this.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
Borat, in the guise of Sacha Baron Cohen, of course, that's his movie, Borat, making fun not only of Kazakhstanis, but of the mentally retarded. His new movie, Bruno, takes on another group.
You are the baby's father now, and you chose to dress that baby up in a T-shirt that says what?
Gaby.
That's not the baby's name, is it?
No. I gave him like a traditional African name.
So what's the baby's name?
OJ.
There, Sacha Baron Cohen is playing Bruno. It's the title of his latest movie. It certainly takes on the issue of gays in the world. Joining us now is Alphonse Haider, who's an Austrian TV host of the show Strictly Come Dancing. It's the number one television show in Austria. And now, Alphonse, you've been described as the person that Sacha Baron Cohen's character Bruno is actually based on?
Hi, John, yes. I don't know why. I mean, I denied that since the first second I heard it 6 weeks ago. It's impossible that this is me. I mean, I'm Austrian, I'm male, I'm a TV host, and I'm openly gay, but that's all. There's nothing else in comparison. It's fictional. But, you know, media, if somebody says that's not true, everybody thinks, yeah, that has to be true. But I think this movie is going to be important because he has a clever way, a brutal, clever way to show homophobia. And he does that in a very brutal way. And I think this film is not offending Austria, not my country, not the Austrians. A few Nazi jokes, yes, okay, but we've got humor enough to love about that.
All right, Alphonse Haider, you're on the line from Parach in Austria?
In Parchach, yes. Okay. It's Carinthia. It's a little state of Austria, and I'm preparing a big television show there tomorrow for Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
All right, well, stay with us from Parchach in Austria. In the studio with me is Rashad Robinson, Senior Director of Media Programs for GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. Good morning to you, Rashad.
Good morning.
Now, a movie like Bruno comes out, and you can hear the reactions. I mean, some people say, oh, my God, he's so over the line, but others saying, oh, relax, it's just humor. You know, don't be so politically correct. Where do you fall here, and how do you find lines in Sacha Baron Cohen stuff?
You know, it was incredibly tough. You know, we were invited by Universal to come and see the movie back in April.
Really?
Yes, because they...
They invited you. They must have been worried.
Well, they were a little worried, but they also thought that they had some pieces that were good as well and exposed homophobia, which was their intent, and which is their intent. And I think judging this movie as a single movie is incredibly tough. It really is about 80-some-odd minutes of individual sketches, some of which hit their mark and are satirically on point, and some of which miss their mark in really big ways and hit the community instead in ways that feel kind of antithetical to the intentions of the filmmakers.
Do you think a movie like this says it's okay to make fun of gays, or a movie like this says maybe I should learn more about my neighbors who happen to be gay?
You know, I think that's the tough thing. I think that, you know, you can make a movie in Hollywood, and it can mean one thing in Hollywood and New York, and a different thing in Little Rock and Birmingham,
or in Austria,
and in Austria. And I think that, you know, the challenge for us here is that, you know, when I first saw the Bruno character on the Ali G show on HBO some years back, you know, I felt like, you know, watching it at 10 o'clock on HBO, that, you know, we were in on the joke as the community. Now I feel like we are the joke by looking at how they've tried to translate this movie.
Finish your thought. I want to hear Alphonse's thought.
As someone who's seen the movie, Alphonse, the full movie, I can say that, you know, how they've translated this movie into a feature-length movie that's going to open July 10th for an American audience all across the country in places where gay and lesbian people are not visible. In 30 states, you can still lose your job simply for being gay. Do we really think a bunch of crude jokes are going to kind of elevate the conversation around homophobia?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Alphonse.
I completely
disagree. I completely disagree. First of all, this movie is, I saw it too. I'm also gay, and I'm also openly gay, and I'm in a country where it's really difficult to be gay still because we're Catholic. But this movie has shown here in Europe, at least, that we talk about the whole issue again, that people go again on the streets, that people discuss again. We have to have more humor. I'm really sorry. I don't agree with you. We have to have more humor and love on the way we live and the way we want to be. And this, he is not against homosexuals. He's showing homophobia. He's turning around, and excuse me, if there are stupid people enough in the U.S. who leave a theater and think gays are like that, then you can't help them anyway.
Rashad?
I appreciate Alphonse's comment, and I think that does illustrate an important point that we had with the movie, is that there's something lost in translation here, across the country, right? Because people are going to feel differently in different parts of the country. Our concern is not about the homophobes who go into the theater and laugh at gay people before and laugh at people after. Ours are, I saw the movie in a focus group, big focus group setting where they took people off the street. And I sat behind a group of kind of 17 to 18-year-old males. And I watched them as they were, like, laughing, not at, the kind of expose of homophobia, but laughing at the kind of jokes that were not really about exposing homophobia.
Well, we just got an email from someone named Spence who said, GLAAD should take care of important business instead of going after easy, stupid targets like Bruno. What do you think of that?
Well, we are taking care of important topics. I mean, our what I will say is that, our concern with this movie is not rooted in a lack of appreciation for satire or comedy.
Right.
I send talented staff all across the country to help communities deal with hate violence or to work with communities as they're fighting back anti-gay ballot measures and to work with the media. We understand that words and images matter, and that's why we're here.
Alphonse, it seems like part of what's going on in this movie is that it may be controversial to make fun of gays in the United States, but it apparently is totally fine to make fun of Germans.
Well, I don't care. I think we should see it as a different thing. It's a fiction. It's a comedy. It's not a documentary. We have to see it like that. And again, as long as people talk about it, and now with this movie, the whole world talks about the gay issue again. I agree. There's one point I'm disappointed because I think Sacha Cohen is a clever man. I really thought at the end of the film, he will turn around in one way and say, listen, I'm Sacha Cohen and I like you guys. And this is a fiction. We're just showing you.
I think that's important. Point that the movie is not just to expose homophobia, right? You don't release a movie. Universal doesn't release a big budget hit on July 10th just to have a thought piece. They're also trying to make a lot of money. And we asked Sacha Baron Cohen, we asked the studio to put a piece at the end to speak directly to tolerance. And they refused? Yes, they refused.
But they did take scenes out that you asked to be taken out.
Did not take scenes out. They took a couple of references out,
right.
But they did not take out scenes.
All right, well, Bruno opens today, and the conversation will certainly continue on our website, as we've had it in the last segment here on The Takeaway. Alphonse Haider is Austrian TV host of Strictly Come Dancing. It's the number one TV show in Austria. Perhaps he's the person Bruno is partly based on. And Rashad Robinson, senior director of media programs for GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which was in there in the focus groups from the beginning. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.